Since starring in the hit sitcom Fresh Off the Boat, Randall Park has become a familiar face on television and in some of Hollywood's biggest movies. Now, the Korean-American actor can also be found behind the camera. He makes his directorial debut with Shortcomings, which was acquired for distribution earlier this month. I spoke with Park about the film, his long career, and the power of authentic storytelling as part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
It was fitting for Randall Park to help produce his own interview.
Soft sticks.
Now that the actor can add feature film director to his resume. We spoke the day before the world premiere of his directorial debut called Shortcomings at the Sundance Film Festival.
How excited are you to see how audiences react to it?
I'm terrified.
Terrified, that's the word.
Well, it's like, you know, you put so much into something. Everybody involved really recognized how special this project was and really put everything into it.
The dramedy is based on a 2007 graphic novel of the same name by Japanese-American author and cartoonist Adrian Tomine. It tracks the everyday life and romantic travails of Ben Tanaka, a cynical movie theater manager and wannabe filmmaker in the San Francisco Bay Area.
He is highly opinionated, charming, he's funny, but he's also a bit miserable.
15 years ago, then a struggling actor, Park discovered Shortcomings in a bookstore and was immediately pulled in.
At the time, I was like, oh, I would love to play Ben.
What was it about the story that spoke to you?
It felt like a real reflection of my life at that time. It's not like filled with a lot of those common tropes that you see in Asian American stories, you know, whether it be intergenerational conflict or you know, a trip back to the motherland. But this is really just people hanging out, eating at restaurants, arguing, you know, in apartments. That's what it is. And that's the kind of authenticity that excites me the most about it.
Park says writer Adrian Tomine had pitched his screenplay of Shortcomings shortly after the graphic novel was published. There was some interest, but with a caveat.
So 15 years ago, in order to make it palatable to a broader audience, characters would have had to be changed to white.
That's what the industry was saying back then, and this is such a, it's a deeply Asian American story. It makes no sense for that, you know, to be the case, but that's the way the industry was back then.
Hollywood wasn't ready then, but Park played a role in changing the face of the industry.
Happy book day to you. Happy book day to you.
After years of bouncing from role to role, he was cast in a network comedy as Louis Wong, the Taiwanese patriarch in ABC's Fresh Off the Boat. Based on a memoir by celebrity chef, writer, and director Eddie Huang.
Your boy Eddie Wong.
It was the first network sitcom starring an Asian American family in two decades, following Margaret Cho's groundbreaking 1994 show, All American Girl. While critics, including Huang himself, accused Fresh Off the Boat of sanitizing the immigrant experience, it marked a turning point for the Asian American community, as Huang told R. Jeffrey Brown back in 2016.
We needed to get on base. There was not a sitcom with Asians that you could watch anywhere on American television. We didn't have representation. And while a sitcom isn't the end-all be-all of identity and representation in America, it's a big step.
Fresh Off the Boat ran for 6 seasons and turbocharged some cast members' careers. Constance Wu, who played Wong's mother, went on to star in 2018's mega hit Crazy Rich Asians.
You really should have told me that you're like the Prince William of Asia.
That's ridiculous. Much more of a Harry.
Park has since become a red carpet fixture, juggling a range of roles, co-writing and starring in the Netflix rom-com Always Be My Maybe with Ali Wong.
Yes, yes, very long time. What's up?
And stepping into the blockbuster superhero world with recurring roles in both the DC and Marvel Cinematic Universes. The years of work proving there was an audience for these stories paid off. Park and Tomine joined forces to pitch Shortcomings the movie and succeeded.
My goal is to just tell a specific story about very specific characters and hope that some people like it.
Just some people?
Or a little more than some.
Despite his many successes, Park says he still sees himself as just another working actor.
Is that from like an early career mindset or just the way you are?
I think it kind of almost as a protective mechanism. Don't celebrate something too much because lows are inevitable and the highs are possible, but the lows are inevitable. That's just life, I guess. And in a way, I think it's made me dead inside. I'm playing, no. But in a way, it has made me very, very much focused on the work.
Park has directed before, including the series finale of Fresh Off the Boat, but Shortcomings, he says, was different.
It was kind of life-changing in a lot of ways. I felt very much in my skin. Acting has always been a source of joy, but this was rewarding in a way that I never felt before with acting.
Starring Justin H. Min, Sherry Cola, and Ali Mackey. The film also features a mostly Asian American cast.
When I first started, I think there was still this sense of there can only be one. Because if you looked at a show, there was always just one, you know. Not just Asians, but any kind of minority group. And now I feel like just seeing how things have changed and interacting with these young actors, I just feel this sense of real community and camaraderie.
They're not yet dead inside, right?
They're full of life and joy.
And they're part of a project Park hopes will allow stories from the full spectrum of Asian American life to emerge.
When you're traditionally underrepresented and there is a scarcity of narratives about your group, the instinct is, we have to tell the idealized version of ourselves. Mm. You know, we have to be heroes, and those stories need to be told. But I really think when you're being dehumanized, it's nice to show portrayals that are humanized, and humanized means human, which means complex.
And messy.
Messy, making mistakes, sometimes making the same mistakes over and over again like we all do. That's what I'm most proud about when it comes to this movie. It's very real because that's a real reflection of me, you know.